I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 10 schools are helping vulnerable refugee families through the coronavirus pandemic, providing resources and hope. And China has left its coronavirus outbreak behind, but questions about mortality linger. So how will Christians respond? That story coming up in just a few moments. We'll start today, though, in the refugee camps of the Middle East, where it can seem like many people were caught off guard by the global spread of the coronavirus, but that wasn't the case for Tent Schools International. Emily Closter explains.
When the virus first started spreading around the globe, teachers held lessons on good hygiene, like covering coughs, washing hands, and wiping down surfaces.
The schools are closed now, but the training will help refugee populations that are vulnerable to the coronavirus.
The close quarters and lack of certain basics in the camps present a definite challenge if COVID-19 reaches them. One example is a refugee center on the island of Lesbos in Greece, which has the capacity for 2,800 people, but now hosts more than 19,000 children, women, and men. It's nearly impossible for anyone living in this situation to follow health guidelines, as you can imagine, and protect themselves from a virus.
So far, some camps have been protected by their rural settings. Closter says Tent School's teachers have been checking in with families each week to collect and distribute homework. They also provide food and medical supplies because these families need to know they're not forgotten.
Uncertainty is something displaced students and their families have already faced as they lost their homes and schools during war. So pray that fear will not become a driving force in their lives again.
Meanwhile, things have gone from bad to worse in other parts of Lebanon. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, Lebanon was already struggling economically, and 33% of the population lived below the poverty line. Now, with businesses shut down to contain the virus, over half of the Lebanese people live below the poverty line. Heart for Lebanon distributes aid in the name of Jesus to refugees in the country, and Camille Melki, co-founder of Heart for Lebanon, says they're doing everything they can to continue meeting needs during this crisis.
Today and yesterday and every day coming forward, our staff on the phone, staying connected, calling every family, every student, doing classes on WhatsApp, using as well every communication means to pray for, encourage, and support the families that we are called to serve.
Melki says there's also good news on the ministry front.
Despite the fear, despite the worries among the refugee population, just like the rest of the world, we are seeing many people encouraged. Prayers are being lifted up. We had a lot of people responding to the call of salvation on Sunday.
You can help Heart for Lebanon get the gospel and physical relief to hope-starved people. Learn more at missionnews.org. And finally, the COVID crisis leaves a trail of chaos in its wake. For China, now emerging from the pandemic, the confrontation of mortality created many questions. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says they decided to send their partners some biblical resources to help, and that first sea container leaves today.
There are going to be over 100,000 people impacted with the gospel there. And I can't imagine what it would be like to not be saved and be at ground zero, but then what it is to be saved and be forgotten about. And so this is a great way for people to truly be missions-minded, giving somebody a Bible and a Christian book that won't inhabit.
Long after the harshest effects of the coronavirus pass, believers in China will still be sharing the hope of the gospel in their neighborhoods, communities, and provinces. They will also continue to face challenges. But Wolford urges us as the body of Christ to walk in faith with them.
It's easy to give in the good times, but if you really want to get God's attention, give and do something when things are rough. That's the only thing that God says that we can test them on. And I can just imagine it seeing playing out for those that are listening when they give to this and say, you know what, let's be a part of getting God's word around the world for free.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.